Honey, it's 3 a.m. You still putting things together in here? Oh my god. Oh, I'm glad you're finally finished. I'm sorry, there was just so much to put together this year. Oh yeah, it does. It does look magical. Like it came from Santa's workshop. Whole room screams Christmas. Yeah. We always make a great Santa team. But this year, I'm giving you all the credit. I've been preoccupied with this house full of people. But you, you brought the magic. Now, we better get some sleep. Knowing sleepy patterns around here, we'll be lucky to get 4 hours of shut-eye before the pasture of little feet. And then we've got to look festive. Oh, I suspected you wouldn't be ready to fall asleep after working with that wrench for the last 2 hours. I see how keyed up you are. Oh, and I know we haven't been able to sneak away for private time this week. What, with all the company? Oh, don't worry, I have a plan for you. Think of me of Santa's little helper tonight. Let's go to our room. Close the bedroom door, babe. I know there's that song about seeing mommy kissing Santa Claus. But if they saw what I'm about to do to Santa Claus, they'd be in therapy for eternity. Now lean back against the wall while I slide these flannel PJs down. Do you like seeing me down here? Kneeling at your feet with your beautiful cock at eye level. We don't usually do it like this. But this is all about you tonight. We need to get you to sleep. So brace yourself. I told you to brace yourself, baby. Did I just feel those knees start to buckle? Oh god, your balls are so heavy and already pulled up tight against your body. This isn't gonna take that long. Shh, baby, baby. You like it when I do that in my tongue, don't you? Take all your balls with my tongue. Oh, I know you're close. I can already taste you. Now, but you need to hold them run, babe. We don't want anyone else waking up. Now, look at me. Because I'm almost done here, and I want a few images to dance in your head tonight. Oh, no, babe. No sugar plums. Definitely not sugar plums. Tomorrow, when we're opening presents, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to smile with these full lips that were just wrapped around your cock. And I'm about to take you in again. And later, before people come over, I'm going to catch you swiping that last bit of whipped cream from the bowl with your fingers. Just like you always do. But I'm not going to let you get away with it. When no one's looking, I'll take that finger in my mouth. Between these full lips, like this. And later, when dinner is done, and we're all sitting around the table with the extended family, you're going to look over at me, and I'm going to smile at you again with this mouth, and maybe with my tongue over those lips. Not in an obscene way, of course. Your mother will just think I'm congratulating myself on how good the cake was. There's only one thing you'll be able to think about each time you look at me tomorrow. You know what that is? All you'll be able to think about is a moment in time. The one that's about to happen. And when I finally cradle your bald in my hands and take you deep in my mouth, as deeply as I've ever taken you, and swirl my tongue around you. I feel contact in my mouth and spill everything. And your legs buckle, because when you start coming, you feel the back of my throat contract around your sensitive head as I swallow every last drop. You look shocked. Well, now would be a good time to put your hand on my shoulder and brace yourself again. Oh my, I've always wanted that, and I've always heard Santa comes this time each year, but I didn't know he came that much. Come on, now let's get back to bed. You have a lot to think about tomorrow. And Mrs. Claus, I need you to return the favour tomorrow night. Oh, I love you too, baby. Thank you for all your help. Merry Christmas Eve. I love you too, baby. Come on, let's get some sleep. Good night.